Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stevie.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Joel Jimenez episode. I met Joel when I did the Kill Tony show. He was really nice to me, really down-to-earth cool dude. My favorite part of his interview was when he talked about his experience going to Marshall High in Los Angeles, as well as growing up in Frogtown. That's also where Money Mark lives. So thanks for tuning in, and have a great week.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show.
Special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time ever on the Stevie Weeb Show, comedian and the drummer on the Kill Tony Show, Joel Jimenez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, dude, for coming. Man, I want to talk to you because I was on I met you on the Kill Tony show.
Yeah.
That was a bizarre experience.
Yeah. I'm interested to know, because when people just kind of come on, don't know what it is.
I don't know. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Yeah.
I should have done some research.
Oh, it's all good.
The vibe was I didn't know when to talk. Because the vibe I got was 5 minutes in, I'm like, oh, this is a thing where there's 10 people waiting for their little window to say something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I noticed as it went on further, like longer, I'm like, oh, they're like doing punchlines.
Yeah, trying.
Yeah, or trying to do punchlines. So it was like, you know, Craig was there, you know, he was sitting, Craig was there sitting on the side.
Okay.
But I was like, it was cool, but I was like, it was a little weird.
Overwhelming.
It was overwhelming. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it took a while to get used to it, man. Like, I used to move so quick, and then now things have kind of slowed down because I've been there like 4.5 years
That's
now.
Crazy.
So,
and you guys just went on tour. I saw you guys were in Australia.
Yeah, we were
in
Australia. That was crazy, man.
So, like, I want to get into all that. Like, how did you even like meet those dudes? Like, or how did that even like from the conception? Like, what happened? Like,
yeah, so they were doing it already. Like,
So there's a Kill Tony show, by the way, just to give context.
Yeah, I think they were doing it. Yeah, hell yeah. Almost like five. I don't know how long they were doing it. But so I met this guy named Pat Reagan at open mics.
Yeah,
like we would go to the Hollywood Hotel and stuff like that. He would play guitar comedy songs.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
And
alternative open mic.
Yeah, for sure. And I would I grew up playing drums, mm-hmm. but I had quit for a while, started doing stand up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I would see him and I was like, "Hey, if you ever want to start a band, like hit me up. I hear like drums to your music."
He hit me up.
We started a band.
What was the name of the band?
It's called The Baby Boys.
Oh, that's what's up, yeah. Baby Boys. Yeah. You guys recorded anything?
We got out. We got two albums on Spotify. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so how
just put Pat Reagan into Spotify or The Baby Boys. I don't know. We just dropped a new one recently.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. And then it's on Spotify.
Yeah, and we got a few videos on YouTube. Up. Like we did one for Comedy Central, one for College Humor.
Oh, that's amazing! Yeah. Amazing, amazing. And they can find that all just if they type in Spotify. How do you spell Reagan again?
R-E-G-A-N.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and then... Oh, that's Reagan and...
Yeah, Reagan and Watkins. Yeah, so that's, him
that's
and Jeremiah.
Why, yeah, something... There was something ringing in
for
there.
For sure,
Reagan,
yeah.
Reagan and Watkins.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then...
because that dude... Yeah, he does comedy and music.
Yeah, for sure.
And so...
Then he had, like... You remember, you know Roast Battle?
Yeah. Our buddy Frank.
Oh, Frank Castillo.
Yeah, I love that guy. We play video games.
Cool. Awesome.
We knew Frank back when Destiny 1 were playing.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we were surprised. I think Craig, someone's like, the further he got in that battle, Comedy Central, he's like, he won it.
Dude, it was awesome. I was there the night he won, man.
We were like, what?
Yeah.
And we were happy for him, dude.
That was awesome, man. Yeah, I was there. It was like the last show they ever did at the House of Blues,
that's
I think.
Crazy.
Now they tore it down. Yeah. It's like crazy, man. Well,
Frank's a homie.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I love that guy. Yeah, he's my friend too, man.
Is he never not high, though? He's always
I have no idea.
He's always baked, though.
Yeah, but I think at that point, it doesn't really like, it just kind of like, you know. He's maintaining.
There's times when we're playing video games. We like me and Craig and like Griffin. We will know when he's high because out of nowhere he'll just go silent. Like, well, I'll be shooting the shit. Like, go.
Yeah.
Use your pulse rifle. You know, whatever. And then Frank, like, you won't hear nothing. And he'll go, "Hey guys, I'm gonna go to Taco Bell."
Okay.
Or he'll say, he'll just say
the. Do you think the silence is him like doing a bong rip, or he's just kind of
processing? No. We don't hear him doing it, but we know it's his vibe
for sure.
Yeah, we know. We love Frank, by the way.
Yeah, I love Frank too.
Frank's the family.
Great dude. Yeah, for sure.
He's been on here.
Great.
It was a matter of time before you're on here.
You know what's crazy?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Be real, because
I feel like I made this happen with my mind, Steve. I feel like I did.
Let's talk about
that. Okay.
Okay,
it's so
that's
it's
positive.
So yeah,
that's
it's so crazy,
thinking.
Dude.
That's crazy.
So,
let's talk about that.
Yeah, I've been like a fan of this for a while, and so I would watch it all the time. Then Jeremiah did it, and I was like, it's getting closer. It's getting closer. I would always pitch.
So you thought about it at night?
Yeah, and I would always pitch
sitting there
for sure. Yeah, I would always pitch having you on Kill Tony just to like. I was like, yeah, we got to get Stevie Weeby like on because I was trying to like finagle my way in here.
But it's okay because it worked out because you know what grabbed my attention was like the deal breaker uh-huh. for me where I'm like, oh, I got to get him on. At the end, I don't know if you remember this, but at the very
it was all calculated.
No, Steve. Oh, it's okay.
I remember
it's okay.
all of it.
But at the very end, it was packed and you go, and make sure y'all go get Collage of the Mirage.
Yeah.
And then once you said that, I went... That was love right there.
Yeah, for sure.
So that resonated with me.
Great.
And I go, you know what? Yeah. And then not only that, there were several factors. So, but whatever, if it's calculator, if it wasn't calculated.
Well, I wanted to let you know there was a mutual respect.
You did it with precision.
Great.
Because the skateboarding thing brought us together.
Oh,
too.
For sure.
Because you had your board and it was similar to like when my band opened him up for Deltron and he had a skateboard.
Oh, shit.
It was an entryway.
Del had a skateboard?
Yeah, he had a skateboard.
Oh, wow,
he was in the bigger green room, like the real green room.
Yeah.
But like, I've been a fan since high school.
Yeah.
And so that's like, it was a dream of mine to like meet him. But then we're opening up for him.
Yeah.
And then he had his board and that was my entryway.
One of the best voices in hip hop, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
iconic. Yeah, just iconic.
That's awesome.
But when you had your board, I'm like, oh, dude, what's up? What kind of trucks you got? You know how it is.
Sure.
Skaters and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, what kind of wheels you got?
Yeah, it brings everyone
together.
So that
like brought us like that.
Love it. It's great.
So like, let's talk about more of this positive, like that shit worked.
Yeah, I mean, just
that
dude.
Work or what?
I think so. I think a lot of, I don't know how much I believe.
I think it does.
But I've had a lot of like moments in my life that I feel that I've sort of thought about and they've happened. I don't know if it's the thoughts that make it happen or if thinking about it makes you work towards making it happen.
Maybe it's a combination of both.
I think so.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because it's not like you could, you know, that's why there's, you know, like that thing, The Secret. Mm-hmm. There's a book called The Secret.
Yeah, for sure.
It's all
yeah.
about like quantum physics yeah. and the power of positive, like projecting and yeah. thinking. I believe that, but then I also believe what you have to do some step work as
yeah,
well and shit.
Yeah.
So
you can't just sit
yeah,
around
you can't just
thinking,
sit
there,
yeah, thinking of it. So yeah, man, that's so crazy. Well, you know what? You're here now.
Yeah,
and
what
then
a
it's
trip.
Like, you know what? Oh, what do you think about like? What do you think about the platform? Me and Craig, we talk about yeah. What do you think? I mean,
as far as what like?
Well, just the whole setup.
I love it.
Yeah,
this is like the shit. You know, this is like when
you relate. This related to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It resonates with
yeah.
you. Yeah.
I think you find your audience or whatever, you know, people mm-hmm. that, I mean, this is like, I would live here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. This is like, the skateboards.
Like if I were to move out and you didn't have a place, I'd be like, hey, it's open and you'd be here next week.
I'd be, exactly. Yeah. I'll be here tomorrow.
Little drums kit in the corner.
Right. Yeah. Piss off all the neighbors.
So what is it about, like, where are you originally from? I want to get into
okay,
it,
cool.
man. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Where are you originally from?
Northeast LA, Frogtown. I'm from Frogtown. Yeah. Hell yeah.
So shout out to Money Mark, our homie Money
okay.
Mark from the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mark. His shit's in Frogtown.
Really?
As well.
Cool.
He's
awesome.
Got a whole studio
hell
there.
Hell yeah, dope. Yeah it's
so
changing,
you're around,
dude.
You're around during the, I want to talk about the gang. There's,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's some gangs.
Yeah, like, in the 90s.
Because it's changed now because of
it's gentrified for sure.
Gentrification
yeah.
and everything. But when I'll give you a story. When I first, I moved from Arizona to my brother's couch before my brother made it.
Okay.
He was living on Sanborn.
Okay. I think I've heard you talk about that.
Yeah.
Wee
yeah.
Man lived with you guys or
no,
something?
No,
no.
It was a homie, Larry Blossom. He was okay. Getting flow from Toy Machine Skateboard.
Okay,
he was
cool.
trying to make it as a like skateboarding.
Yeah, for sure.
It was like a skate house.
Gotcha.
So there's beer cans
yeah,
everywhere.
For sure.
Like, you know, I lived in a closet like the size of that closet.
Yeah, that's
like,
near the Foot Clinic.
Yeah, kind yeah, of, it's okay. near the Circus of Books.
That's right. Okay,
yeah.
cool. All right, I remember.
But I'm from Arizona, but I noticed there was some real gang shit going on because there was a OG like gang, Chicano family on the corner, and whenever I remember one day they're walking him and two of his homies walked down this street, and everyone cleared
Whoa.
The path.
Wow.
Around. He looked like a pit bull and
yeah.
like a wife beat, you know.
Wow.
And his homies that had the flant, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they were just walking. You know how they were like.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You know, they're walking.
Loked out,
yeah,
dude.
Loked out. And then I remember like me and the local skate kids because, you know, I was like there, you know, there's
yeah.
all these younger skate.
For
they're
sure.
like, I hate cholos.
yeah,
yeah,
dude.
So let's talk about Frogtown growing
yeah.
up around there. The
it
games.
Was cool, man. It was, I think, it's weird because when you're just around it all the time, it's not that. Crazy dude got killed on my street when I was little, and there was a bunch of shit. I never really like got involved, you know. Then when I started smoking weed and stuff, you start hanging out with them just because everybody's
mm-hmm.
everybody wants to blaze together
yeah,
or whatever.
What high school
you know?
You go to?
Marshall.
I was thinking
yeah,
Marshall.
Yeah. I went
I
to school
that,
with Dumbfounded.
Oh, shout
yeah,
out to Dumb.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. We hung out a little bit.
That's
in high
crazy.
School, yeah. Yeah.
So shout out to Dumb.
He's killing it, dude.
Oh yeah, that's the homie.
Yeah. I saw him open up for Dilated at the Roxy like a few
yeah,
years
I,
ago.
Yeah, I saw him open for Slug Atmosphere.
Wow.
My homie Mestiza brought
Dope.
Me and I think yeah, I'm sober now, but
yeah.
I was a little faded at the
okay.
time. I kind of rarely remember that. But
yeah.
yeah, I'm getting yeah, yeah, with Dumb, I'm getting, you know, Awkwafina.
Yeah, yeah.
The homie,
I just saw the billboard
and,
today.
Yeah, I mean
awesome.
She's at
amazing.
The top of the mountain.
Great.
But I'm getting, you know, Rex Stizzy's been on here, as well as Lyrics, his homie, you know,
okay.
the other Korean guy.
Okay.
He's a rapper.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But there's four people in that documentary called Bad Rap. It's
okay, dope.
Awkwafina, Dumbfounded, Rex Stizzy, and Lyrics.
Dang,
yeah.
awesome.
So, you know,
hell
it's
yeah.
all... They're all welcome here.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
This is the platform.
He was always
yeah.
good, man.
Yeah, he was always, I mean, yeah. I mean, he really, dude, he's huge in Korea.
That's
he's
insane.
Like he's like the king of Koreatown.
Yeah,
so shout
yeah.
out to Dom.
Hell yeah, shout
There's
out.
Murals out.
Heck like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what was it like going to school back then? And like,
it was cool,
this
man.
This is before comedy, right?
Yeah, this is when I was just playing drums. Yeah, I was like in
so,
punk bands
okay,
and stuff like that.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
so you were,
for sure.
So how'd you get into that?
My parents got me a drum set when I was like 14 for Christmas. I was always like banging on the desk and mm-hmm, teachers hated mm-hmm, me for mm-hmm. it. And then they got me a kit and like within like 6 months, I was doing like the talent show, like playing like Ramones and like Rancid and stuff like that.
How'd you get into that? What resonated with the music? How did like that resonate
punk?
With it?
Yeah, probably like skating, you know, the skate videos. Mm-hmm. You watch like skate videos, the music in those. Mm-hmm. And then I was, you know, shout out RIP Neil Peart, but I was like, if that was what I started listening to, I don't know if I would have ever started playing drums because it would have seemed too hard to grasp.
Where
punk was like, oh, I can figure this out. I think I could do this.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just made me believe that it was That's possible, crazy. You know? Then just taught myself.
You know, DH has been on here too.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that one. That's cool.
That's like
man.
My homie.
Yeah, that's yeah, dope, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
I didn't get into it later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I grew up with like more underground, four track hip hop, like listening to like Beastie Boys, Far Side, Boogie Monsters, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And but then I didn't get into it later, and then because like people like, hey, because their bad brains are fucking sick.
Yeah,
too,
for
you
sure.
Know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I like my friend Jesse tried to get me into it. Like there's like a punk store on Melrose, and this is when I was so close.
Headline
off.
Records,
yeah, or something like that. Yeah. We went in there, and I didn't recognize any of the stuff because I was only familiar with certain types of music.
Yeah,
but then I didn't. You know how like sometimes it takes a while, and then your mind just opens up.
Yeah,
it
for sure. Yeah,
open up to anything and everything. Yeah. So it happened, and I'm like, dude, this is really good shit. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, when you're younger, you're super like closed minded, or you kind of like you latch onto that one thing because it's your sort of like. The badge you wear.
Yeah, yeah. Who's the dude from Minor Threat? Like
Ian MacKay. Yeah,
yeah, MacKay. Yeah, like, sure. I mean, he's like well spoken.
Yeah, and for real, sure.
They're like well spoken, like very intellectual, smart dudes.
Yeah.
You know?
And that stuff all informed my politics and everything.
Well, just
and
the
all
music.
That. Yeah.
So you like listen to the lyrics?
Yeah, like Dead Kennedys. You know, definitely like. Yeah. You start listening to
Jello
the lyrics.
Would be crazy. Here.
That would be awesome.
Jello.
That'd be
Let's
amazing.
Let's put it out there.
Yeah,
Let's
Jello.
Project it. So Jello Biafra.
Come on the Stevie Weeby show.
Yeah, you're always welcome. I don't know if you're living in Europe.
Yeah, I don't
DH
know where
has
he
been
lives.
On your, maybe France or I don't okay. know. But you're always welcome here.
Did you just guess that? You're just thinking he would.
I'm just guessing. Okay. Yeah, I do this
it
all
makes
the
sense.
Time.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It could happen.
So,
and then there
please,
was.
You never know who's watching or listening.
Yeah, you really
That's
don't.
That's the thing. That's the thing. I want to get to that too. Okay. You don't know. We don't know who's
you
listening.
Don't.
You
yeah.
don't know.
You really
well,
don't.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It could be some person you never think.
Yeah.
Some one of someone you look up to.
For sure.
And they'd be like. You know,
they're a fan.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
crazy.
You didn't even know.
That's why we were. You know, this is crazy. Well, this kind of stuff we're doing. So you're going to Marshall, and then like, then what? Yeah, keep going.
Scared me a little bit right
what,
now.
What do you
when you start to think about that, you're like, who is? I had a moment right now of like,
who's watching?
Yeah, and then you just start like to think. You go like, fuck. I hope I'm not born. You know, I can't really get into. I can't even like think about that, or else I won't. This will. I'll freak out.
You know what? I think about that, but like, because we have discussions on this all the time, because no matter what we do, let's say it's the funniest, it's the most, you know, fun time. We didn't mess up once.
Yeah.
Someone out there in the internet, some troll out there.
They're going to
find something to nitpick.
Yeah.
So no matter what you do, what you say, they're going to find something.
Yeah, for sure. See, that's scaring me even more,
dude. I mean, oh, I don't want to get into it, but you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I get it.
Yeah. So like, okay, you're listening to punk. You're in these punk bands. You're going to Marshall. So what next?
I don't know, man. Skating. You know, I had.
Yeah.
I feel like I had like no direction from like maybe 14 through other than music, but I didn't really like think big. You know, I just like. Wanted to be in a punk band and didn't really think about my future too much.
Yeah.
I dropped out of high school in the 10th grade.
You know.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I hated school from like kindergarten, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Marshall was a little kind of like, it was kind of, was it rough a little bit?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, for sure. They had like the track system. So like, I guess like I was hanging out with a lot of the kids that were sort of near the Vista area, you know, the theater, like right there. Like,
man, that's crazy. I had a crazy date there. I met some. She was a Hispanic girl.
Okay.
And she went to Marshall too.
Okay.
And dude, that was a nightmare, dog. She.
What happened?
It was like a chola nightmare.
Okay.
Bro. Like, straight up getting off the
bus.
Hey,
what's up, Stevie?
You know, off the bus. We gotta go, hey! I'm pregnant.
Oh,
and I'm like,
shut up! It's yours.
What do you mean? There's something going on. You got there's something wrong, eh? And I'm like, I gotta clock in 10 minutes. So I had to go talk to Eddie Martinez, my supervisor at Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf on Argyle and Sunset.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, it's right. You know, it's right by the Nickelodeon there. It's
That's right
by the Palladium.
Okay.
Right by the Palladium.
Okay. Cool.
And I'm like, Eddie, oh, I can't work. He's like, yeah. What's going on? I go, there's this girl. And, oh, my God. And then, you know how.
How did you meet this girl?
At Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf.
Oh, she walked. Okay,
yeah, I used to hook up with, like, blueberry scones.
Wow.
And, you know, like, at the end of the shift, you, like, you know, when you're working the night shift, you have to throw away a lot of the pastries.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, they make you.
So she'd come in, I'd hook her up. Wow. And, but, you know.
And you just didn't know she was crazy?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I should have known because, you know, when you said Vista Theater.
Yeah.
Because we had a date there. We went to see Lord of the Rings. What was the second Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. The Two Towers.
So we're in the Two
That's
Towers.
That's a long-ass chilling. Movie,
It
too.
Was packed, dog. It was packed. We're sitting there. It was packed. Okay. And you know how that's a pretty big theater.
Yeah, it's nice.
And literally the first 5 minutes, she's talking loud.
Oh,
like,
no,
oh, my God. Dude. You know, she's saying something to me. And then someone said something. Hey. You know, she goes, oh, hell no. And like, she like made a scene like loud in the theater. She goes, oh, hell no. You don't, blah, blah. You know, and I'm just like,
wow. And that wasn't.
And then the usher came down and like, and then back then, remember Tang's Donuts back
then?
Yeah,
I do. I used to go there.
They had those, they had $2 little.
For sure.
Submarine sandwiches. You know,
The sandwiches.
Yeah, the baguette, $2.
Yeah. They're gone now.
Yeah, they're gone. But
somebody tagged Wu next to
us. Wu Tang. So, shout out to Tang Donuts.
Hell
but
yeah.
That was the spot back Tang's. Then. It was in like East
Yeah,
Coast.
We would smoke weed Silver like right Lake. Around there and go to Tang's and
all
stuff.
All the Asian dudes, or they'd be playing cards or chess out there.
Man, I don't even remember a lot of it, man. That's so long ago, dude.
Yeah,
I'm 32 now, so it's like.
Well, yeah, I'm in my 40s.
Maybe 15 when I was going there and stuff.
Yeah.
So my buddy had his uncle owned El Chavo, which was that Mexican spot. So he had like an apartment above the restaurant.
So we would
hang there, smoke out, and then go to Tang's and hang out around there.
Yeah,
but
Tang's was a spot. Dude. Yeah. They had the sandwiches and the donuts 24/7.
I still fuck with Garage Pizza sometimes.
Yeah, it's right in there. Yeah. They have the ramen place in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So like Frogtown, like was it... So you didn't get into tagging or...
Yeah, I got into all of that, yeah.
So were you into tagging crews?
Not really. No, I was always kind of like a bit of a... I was never really good at it. I never got like the spray technique down, you know?
Yeah.
But I would do like stickers and stuff in high school.
What does all city mean?
All city means you're fucking up everywhere, dude.
Yeah, just because a lot of people might know there might be a kid from like the Midwest.
Yeah,
who
for sure.
Know.
Well, I mean, fucking...
These are metropolitan terms.
What's the fucking...
I learned later in L.A.
What's the documentary, dude? The big... Not Wild Style, no.
Style Wars. Yeah.
That's a great fucking movie, man.
Let's put that out to the
public. Everybody go watch Style Wars. You know, it's a movie about graffiti in New York in the 80s, right?
And hip-hop. The culture. It's mostly graffiti, but it talks a lot about...
You know what I thought was really cool? The kids come off really well, I thought. Like some of them, they're like pretty like educated. Like it's nice hearing them talk about their art and sort of...
Yeah,
I thought the parents came off lame, kind of, you know, like...
It was sick though. The aesthetic.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Just the 70s.
Yeah. Scene and those guys.
That.
Yeah.
Even the way the kids were dressed and the way they talk, because they had the New York thing.
Yeah.
Imagine this, Style Wars, but in like near Frogtown.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
That would have been dope.
There was a lot of dope crews in the name. You know, under the 2 freeway was a dope like graffiti yard.
What name some of them? I know they're
CBS, OTR, MTA, SH. So my cousin,
you could shout out his graffiti name.
I had a cousin from SH. Shout out to Demise.
Yeah, Demise. Oh, okay, yeah. I may have seen that up.
But like Panic, Precise, Acme, those were all dudes from SH.
Now describe, because a lot of these, because we're sounding, for a person who is not familiar with this, name, what are the, they're acronyms, right? These codes.
Yeah.
Like
so
CBS
OTR,
is like,
can't be stopped. Yeah, MTA is.
Metro or something.
I don't even. I know STP was setting the pace. SH,
OTR on the run.
On the run, yeah.
I
LOD,
see them up.
Looks on Dope was
okay,
a big
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. So there are usually three. That stands for something.
Yeah, SH was Seeking Heaven, which was like, you know, getting up, like always getting up, you know.
Yeah.
But so I that was cool, man. I used to go down to the yard and like see all the new stuff all the time, and
that's a whole different world, right?
Yeah,
it's like
Not privy to that. I got to be around neither. It a little bit, yeah. But I don't really. I'd be like a poser if I was talking about really
me
like.
Me too.
Being
I was. Yeah. I'm similar to that. Like yeah. Just even right this area. We won't say what this specific area is. Yeah. Me living in this place here.
Yeah.
I used to go to this bar with the writers around here.
Cool.
From
yeah.
MTA.
Dope.
Yeah.
You remember Chaka?
No, the dudes I hung out were like Lower, Ratio, mm-hmm. Wes.
Okay.
And then a couple other dudes. There's another
Chaka
one.
Was like the big dude, like in the, he was like everywhere. Like,
no, I'm not.
Okay. He's, I think it even says Chaka on Dave Grohl's bass drum in the Smells Like Teen Spirit
oh,
video.
Okay, yeah,
so he
yeah.
got charged with like $1 million
so
worth
really
of damage.
So he really got out there.
He was huge. Like he made it yeah. like mainstream, you know? Yeah.
So what does it take for a kid to go all city? Is that, do you have to just steal a lot of cans,
probably.
Markers, skip
yeah.
school? Like how does, what does that take?
Maybe
do
at night, you know, you just get,
you sneak out of
you
house,
go out. Yeah, probably sneak out at
on
midnight.
A lot of buses.
Yeah, you're there till 5. I mean, in LA, it's probably harder. Yeah. New York's probably easier to get up everywhere.
So
you know?
How would you to a like a white kid in the Midwest who doesn't know? Because this is more yeah. like, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
They probably
LA,
yeah.
East Los talk.
Yeah.
What's the is that? So to you're advertising your name, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's like you know, and I think what's interesting is like one of the last frontiers of like true free speech.
Yeah.
Because you
that.
Can because you can you're not it's not censored at all. You could go out with a can, write a political message, write your name, whatever it is, it's fully uncensored, it's illegal as fuck still.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know, I just think it's cool. I think people have a want to be noticed, you know? They
yeah.
could have been. They could have been a comic. They could have been an actor. But maybe like they found that, and that's what it was. And it's like a way to be seen around the city. You know,
there's a ninja element as well.
There is
like
for
a,
sure.
Like
yeah.
a ninja,
dangerous
co-op,
man.
Like, because even like hearing these guys at the bar talk, a lot of they're talking about like they would have
harnesses,
disguises.
And shit. Oh shit!
Like they would like dress a certain way, but then yeah. dress like they worked as a janitor.
Yeah,
and like they even you know what's her that The ink that doesn't marsh
ink yeah. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah
so I went over to one of their houses like this when I was drinking but he had like it was like a lightsaber like it was like
yeah.
constructing your own lightsaber
yeah.
and he was pouring marsh ink yeah. into this
super permanent
yeah,
black ink
like,
yeah
it was like some kind of experiment
yeah
but they got
remember
into
mean
it.
Streaks. Mean streaks.
Look, was, yeah. I only did it when I was buzzed at the bar,
gotcha.
And they're like,
"Me too,
back,
me too." I'm
like,
"Yeah,
hey,
yeah
get
yeah.
up!" And then
yeah.
they handed me the pen, and yeah. I'm like, "All right." And I would do like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I wish I had
right.
better style.
I love it.
My
style sucked too. And man. Then I would always like go at like you know how like. In the back of bar, the dumpster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's already sure. tagged up, but I would yeah. like the very corner. I would do something
yeah.
stupid.
What
on
would
that.
You? You don't remember? You didn't
I
have a name
I think I would do
anything.
It even in Korean. My
okay.
like it would be my tag in Korean, but like
okay.
who could even read that?
Yeah, Koreans.
But I was like, yeah, but how many Koreans
yeah.
are into that?
I don't know.
I mean,
if you're Korean and you do graffiti, hit up
oh,
Stevie.
You're right.
Yeah, let's.
So if you're Korean,
yeah,
wait, that's all. Let's do that. If you're Korean. And you're into graffiti, and you're in Koreatown.
Yeah.
DM me.
Yeah, and send him some markers.
And
send him some stuff.
Send me some stuff. Yeah, because we're always looking for sponsors.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we'll get you on here as the first Korean graffiti artist.
Perfect. I love it. I love it. You can even blur out their
yeah.
face if we. It'd be like a Banksy thing.
This is crazy. We're talking about this. Let's get into. I want to get more. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Sure. No. I know.
I
want to
get. Yeah.
Going all over
but this
place.
Is the, why it's good because
yeah.
like, I didn't expect to talk. I didn't know you went to Marshall. I didn't know you're from there.
Yeah. I also I went to a few times. Went to Juvie, the skate shop, and I know you guys knew like
dude,
Kalisto and those guys. Yeah.
That was my roommate.
Very cool. Yeah. I think they had the mini ramp in there. It was one of the first
dude,
places I dropped in.
That was my roommate.
Cool.
So Juvie was I live with Kalisto.
Yeah,
because that was my brother's roommate.
Cool.
That was I lived with him at the skate.
Okay.
Apartment.
Okay. Cool.
My brother moved out. I took over that.
Yeah.
The rent there.
Yeah. Cool.
And then he got financing from my brother.
Cool.
To do Juvie.
Yeah.
Which you know was a skate shop.
Yeah.
And then yeah, and before I sandblasted that whole fucking thing with him.
Dope.
And he would you know we'd eat at that corner little spot.
Yeah.
You know
it's like hot dogs.
Yeah.
Or,
I don't know,
now it's like chicken or
something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy that you remember that.
So that yeah we would go after school and there was like a 6-foot like mini ramp in there maybe
yeah.
maybe five or
yeah,
something
yeah,
yeah.
yeah yeah you know Jamil then Jamil still Jamil.
I'm not sure.
Robin? Okay.
Maybe.
You probably know him. Yeah. But so you. damn, that's crazy. And then when did you get into the whole comedy? And
yeah.
Yeah. How did you get into that?
I stopped playing music. I was like over being in bands because it was always like so stressful. Like I always felt like I was the most dedicated member in any band I was in.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd probably disagree, but got tired of like you go on in 30 and your bass player is like an hour away and you're like panicking that you're not going to make it, and got sick of dealing with people. I loved comedy my whole life, but I thought only like superheroes could do it. Like how, cause George Carlin was my favorite and Chris Rock. And you're like, there's no way you could do that. Mm-hmm. And so, they wrote a play about Frogtown, and they had these flyers for like an open audition.
Who's they again?
There was this, I was part of a theater company called Cornerstone Theater Company. Cool.
I just want to make sure.
So they put out these flyers for an open audition. My mom knew I always wanted to act or whatever, so she gave me the flyer. Went to the audition, got the part for that. So I did this whole play. That director started like passing my name around. So I started doing like theater, like professional theater for a while. Mm-hmm. Through that, I met a guy who worked backstage who did improv. In Boyle Heights at this place called Casa 101, which was like, so they would teach this free improv class or like donation class. Basically, this guy, Luke, had gone as far as he could at UCB, as far as he could at Second City, as far as he could at Groundlings, kept all of his notes and taught like a free or donation-based class.
Damn,
in Boyle Heights.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I went there, learned improv from him for free.
Wow.
And through that, realized like things that I said made people laugh, and I was like, maybe this is possible. So I started writing for like 3 months and then went to my first open mic right here at the Bronson Bar in Hollywood.
All right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Yeah, I took a shot at it years ago. Mm-hmm. I did Marty's Rock Paper.
Yeah.
Meltdown. You know, I did.
I went to Marty's once or twice. Yeah.
That was my spot.
Rough. That's a rough room, dude.
Shout out to Marty.
Yeah, you know, I think it's gone now, right?
Oh, is it?
I think Marty's is done, yeah.
Really?
Did you ever get your face on the wall?
No.
Okay, okay.
No. I was gone before.
Okay.
Well, for what?
I don't know.
You're paying them $5 every time you want to get on stage when no one's listening.
Yeah, it was fucking rough, dude.
So, okay, so you did that. Like, so how did you get from doing mics to, like, meeting...
Yeah.
Jeremiah and Tony, like, how did that, like,
so back to the Pat thing was Pat had a set at Roast Battle one night where he fucking killed in front of everybody. He gets a CD to Tony. Tony actually listens to it, and Tony says, hey, I got this show called Kill Tony. I want you to come be like the band leader on the show. Pat goes to be the band leader. I didn't have a car at the time, so I would just roll with Pat and sign up as a comic.
Yeah.
I got on it a few, like one time as just a comic before even.
Yeah.
And we were up in the belly, so I didn't have a kit that would fit
in
there.
Room.
Yeah. So
yeah.
It was real little up there, you know?
Like a kit, like your drum kit.
Yeah, a drum kit.
Yeah.
And one day I was at a thrift store and I found a little kid's like a toy bass drum. Mm-hmm. And I took that to a pro drum shop and like put like nice heads on it.
Yeah, you modified it.
Yeah.
Dog.
I called Pat and I was like, hey, I got a drum kit small enough.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
That's right. That's right, kids. Fucking hustle
modified
and bustle, dude.
Kitty drum kit to fit in the belly room.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
So I made it, and I go, hey, I got a kit small enough to fit. He goes, come with me this Monday. I went with him, and I was like, I never want to leave. I love this place. I like sank my claws into it, dude. I was like, Tony was real nice to me. Brian, after the first time I did stand up on the show, Tony told me, hey, every time you're here and you see me, I want you to say hi to me. So I started doing that.
To Tony?
Yeah, to Tony, like saying hi to him.
He's the man.
Yeah. And so I, got in there, and then, yeah, I would start feeding Pat jokes kind of from the back
because,
we roast people. And I was like, hey, you should say this. But sometimes it wouldn't work because it wasn't in his voice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or by the time he said it, it was too late.
So
one day Pat goes, you should say it. And so I got up, said it. And then, luckily started going well with the voice of the show. On the 200th episode, they gave me a mic. And then, the whole, it all started, man. It felt like 4.5 years later, here I am. They're all my buddies. Got to go to Australia. Got to go to Europe last year.
I saw that. I was stoked.
I'm sponsored
by
Ludwig Drums now.
That's
it's like
crazy.
Pretty cool.
You want
to
give them a
shout
out?
Yeah, shout out to Ludwig. Thanks for the tools to act a fool.
Shout out to Ludwig Drums. You're making this guy keep rolling.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what
amazing.
I'm saying?
Dream come true, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I get to go to NAMM this year because of them, so that'll be fun.
Hey, let's give some advice to aspiring comics and musicians.
Sure.
Like, what kind of advice would you give these kids out there trying to pursue, like, what you're doing, man?
I just say just work, man. Just fucking write, get up as much as you can. Be nice to people, not because they're going to help you out, but because it's, like, the right thing to do, and then eventually, like, the friends that you make start doing things, you know, like like Tony, and then we always talk about how like a rising tide lifts all ships, right? Like there's this weird famine.
Say that again.
A rising tide lifts all ships.
I freaking love that.
Yeah, right? A
rising tide lifts all ships.
Yeah, because there's
that
this weird
means it's a collective.
Exactly.
Don't sink the ship.
Yeah.
What's the opposite?
If your boy's doing well, like get you know, let him do well. Don't look at him like, hey, why are you getting this? I'm not getting this.
Oh, wait. Let's talk about that psychology.
Sure. Yeah.
So if your man's doing good.
Yeah. That's good for everyone. Yeah, that's good for everyone. Yeah. Who knows if he gets a show, he needs writers, they're going to hit you up. It's like,
guess what? He might have room on his boat for you.
Exactly.
While
you're
going to a destination.
For sure. Yeah.
Oh man, we should have told that to we'll talk about that.
But later. also it's like and you can tell when people are nice to people just cuz they want something from it. There's a difference.
Yeah, no,
you
there's
know?
A huge difference. I mean, with you, like, I didn't get that from you. I authentically liked you.
Yeah, I did too.
My
man.
First interaction with you, in my mind, I'm like, I fucking like that guy.
That was part of the appeal of listening to the show, was like, I always felt like we would hit it off.
Yeah, I was even telling Craig, it's that guy was fucking cool.
You know what's even...
That was cool.
I think,
that was crazy.
You know, I used to be a barista, and I think you may have come in at one point. Yeah. Really?
At Coffee Bean.
That's right. Yeah, so that's it. But it might not have been...
So where did you work?
This is a place in Echo Park called Mugshot.
And you had to work the espresso machine?
Yeah, for sure. But it was either you or something. Were your parents in town? I don't remember if it was you or Bryce. I can't remember who it was. Somebody came in with the Tiger Belly sweater. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But
Bryce ain't here no more.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up, dude.
It's okay. There's no RPM.
Oops. Edit that out, dude. Yeah.
No, we don't have to edit that. No, there's no ill will. But that's the thing. You know what? With this thing, let's talk about it. It's because, like, we can't forget. This is L.A.
Yeah.
And shit. And trust me, when I first moved here, I didn't like the attitude.
Yeah.
I was literally eating Thai food with my brothers, groups of people in the industry.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm straight from Arizona, right?
Yeah.
And so just the nature of that dinner was really awkward. Because it was the first time I heard, oh, so Steven, what do you do?
Yeah.
Oh, Steven, what do you do for work?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I got defensive.
Hate that stuff,
I was defensive.
Dude.
I'm like, what the fuck do you mean what I do?
Yeah.
What's wrong with these people?
Yeah, for sure.
Why are they asking? But then you're here and it's like, oh, if they're a photographer, they could possibly do headshots for you.
Yeah.
If they're a producer, they could do this. If they're a writer, that's an opportunity for them.
I'm more of a fan of like friends
I like more
that are talented
than
like industry head. I'm like so, and I know it sucks because I need it and it might end up fucking me in the end because I like the art stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not really good at the business. I got to get like this year. I want to get like merch and like a podcast and figure out my own
thing. Dude, whenever you're there, I'm there.
Yeah.
I want to be a guest.
Yeah.
I want to be
one of the first
top.
Yeah, of course.
Top 10.
Of course.
Like, please at least.
Yeah, for sure.
Give me that.
I love it.
I want
of course.
Top 10.
All right, cool.
The first 10.
You heard it here first.
You heard it first. What can we, let's think of names. What can we name?
Oh, I got the name already.
Oh, you don't want to say
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah. Just, yeah.
You want to say it?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Let's put it
right there. Mostly Sorry.
Mostly Sorry.
Yeah, it's my
like
Instagram
that.
Handle. I'm very like, I think it'll.
Mostly Sorry. Yeah.
But I'm also open to suggestions.
Too.
You got any other?
No, I like that. Mostly.
Yeah, Mostly Sorry with Joel Berg, Joel Jimenez.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that with, a cool font.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like maybe in cursive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like those.
Maybe we get a Korean graffiti artist to do it for me.
Yeah, get a Korean.
I don't know.
Or maybe he could do live like murals during, you know, keep it fresh.
We're all fucking inhaling fumes in
there. Yeah, hey, no, look, so I'll give you ideas now, just
okay,
off the cuff.
Okay.
So you could be the first podcast to spot, to put the spotlight on East Los Graffiti artists. So with each episode, you'll have a new artist doing a live mural or piece while it's going on in podcasting. Real time. So at the very end, you know how like the Kill Tony have artists?
Yeah, for sure.
And at the very end, they have a portrait.
Yeah.
But this way, not only are you showcasing a new guest, but you're showcasing a new artist as well as their art.
Maybe we do it when you come on.
I'll do it. Okay. I mean, I have my art's a
no,
little.
No, no, no. I'll interview you and we'll have an artist doing something.
But, we'll have the Korean guy.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, please.
That'd be amazing.
It'd be cool. Yeah. Seems stressful.
Because that way, check this out. Because that's what. No, no, it won't. Because that way, because if you want to, we could bypass the fumes.
Okay.
We'll have them bring their streakers and their other supplies.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Their paintbrushes, their watercolor, whatever.
Sure.
But then not only that, is like, we could even sell that.
Yeah.
At the end of the piece, you could be like, all right, that's the end of the episode. Hey, Marco, come out here.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Marco is such.
Marco.
It would totally be Marco. Yeah, hey, Marco.
Marco, come out here. And then he would have the piece.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you could have a bidding war right there. Do like a YouTube, like a live.
Do it live.
Feed
yeah.
After, be like, okay, any bids for. And then boom, boom.
Have
and
them Venmo it.
Proceeds, you know what I'm saying? You get like 40%, they get 60%.
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever.
I love it. I need to figure out ways to start monetizing.
I don't think there's a podcast like that that's doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You know, another thing that resonated with your story is the moment you kind of gave up on drums and music, you kind of like put that aside and did this other thing, and then it came around to meet you at a place where you never expected
for it. For sure.
Because the same happened to me as well.
I think they said in Steve Martin in his book, he said that like you'll use everything you've ever learned in your life like to do stand, like when you do stand up, that everything that you've ever done will kind of come to, you know, come back for you.
What's the name of that book? It's a
famous
book.
Born Standing Up. It's really good.
And then he has the bunny ears on
I believe so. Yeah. It's a good book.
That's a good book, right?
Maybe first book I ever.
So would you recommend that to aspiring comics?
Yeah, I would say read that. Read George Carlin's biography too is really good.
Yeah. Did you read a lot of, what are some other books that you read that kind of inspired you since you brought it up?
Those two. I mean, I like biographies, I guess. Mm-hmm, I mean, I don't know if they inspired me to do stand-up, but I don't know.
Did improv help you with your stand-up?
For sure, I think so. I think what I noticed, though, is like I'm too selfish for improv. Like I would think of a joke and be like, this is going to fucking kill, and I drop it in the scene, and now I'm like stuck in this scene with whatever joke I made that bombed, and now it's like the group would like get upset with me because I was kind of looking out for myself, you know.
Right.
Wanted to be the funniest, you know.
And then, and so like from the music and Kill Tony did like, because I noticed that like, because like when I was backstage, like Rick Cossack was
back there. You got to get him on here.
I tried.
Really? He's my
I
buddy.
Tried,
let's see if I can
like
talk
I,
to him.
I was trying and I was sitting back there, but I don't think he knew like my
did you ask him? You asked
him? Yeah, no. I was getting there. Okay. I was warming it up. I was warming because I knew who he was.
Yeah.
But I think my approach was wrong.
Yeah.
Because it was like, because he probably thought, oh, he's just some skater kid who knows me from Big Brother.
Yeah.
But he didn't know. I should have approached it more on like, hey, okay. I have this platform and blah, blah, blah. But I was more like, hey, are you blah, blah, blah. And then like I could tell, like you could kind of sense energy and everything. And
he's my friend. I'm going to NAMM with him on Thursday. I'll bring it up.
Yeah, holler at him.
I will.
Just, this is what you say to him. Just say, hey, you know, that little, this is what you say, that little Korean guy, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I was just on his thing. And You know, say that, you know, he's had other skaters, you know, Andy Roy was on his thing, Willie Santos was, because I want more skaters.
Yeah, Willie Santos, damn, shout out to Willie Santos.
Yeah, shout out to Willie, shout out to Willie, the OG.
Hell yeah,
that's
dude.
That's the man right there.
Birdhouse,
Willie's the
right?
man. But it's like, hey, you know, this is his platform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know who I reached out, you remember Chris Markovich?
Yeah, he was an artist.
Yeah,
right?
He's an artist.
He's
too,
had some cool.
He was a pro skater at one time.
All tatted,
huge.
Right?
Yeah,
I remember that dude.
He responded to me too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I gotta lock him in. But
dang,
dude, trust me. But Day One would be the
Day One would be sweet. He's so nice. I met him. While back, I ran the skate park in Frogtown for 10 years. So I have
a Day One. You tell me your Day One story, and I'll tell you mine. So we're talking about
you
Day
first.
One
you first. Mine is not that.
Okay, so I'm at Stoner Skate Plaza years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I think I was smoking at the time. Okay. I was smoking or doing something, sitting like near, you know, like very the Korean. Bank, the bank, very Korean. And then I noticed that this guy dropping in and he was doing like a flip trick to Nose Manny. And I'm like, well, that kind of looks like Day One song. Mm-hmm. I didn't pay it no mind. He lost his board. The next thing he he lost his board during one of his tries. And then I saw him and I go, that's Day One song. So yeah. I went running to get his, to fetch his board.
Yeah.
And then I grabbed it. And once I grabbed the board, it was like his setup was like a kid's setup. It was like a little popsicle stick.
Yeah.
And the, yeah, you're right.
7.5 or something.
Yeah. And the front truck was like, it was super about wobbly. To come off. Yeah. And I was like, oh. And then I go, oh, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah. You know, for sure.
I froze.
Yeah.
But I was embarrassed though. I wasn't tripping out. There was one point. Whenever a way better skater, like a pro, is watching me, and I know they're watching me,
yeah.
I skate. Like I'll do the splits,
yeah.
And like eat it,
yeah.
So I remember. I don't know why he was watching me. I was trying this. He doesn't remember this, yeah. Obviously, and he probably doesn't remember any of this, but I do.
Yeah.
I was trying a varial heel flip, mm-hmm. and I just kept on like biffing it, yeah. And then. He was watching me and I was getting more flustered. And in my mind was like hamster wheel. I'm like, God, you're blowing it, dude.
Yeah.
You're looking like a fool. In yeah, front of day dude. One. You're looking like a fool. You're looking like, you know, wow. I never landed it. Yeah. But yeah. What's your story?
So I worked at the skate park in Frogtown for like 10 years. A bunch of pros would show up and like, I was kind of like, a pad dad, like I had to make the kids like wear helmets and sign waivers, so a lot of them fucking hated me.
That's
I needed the job.
Right.
But so sometimes people would kind of vibe me like you know, in a negative way. But mm-hmm. I remember when he showed up, he was just like the nicest
nice dude.
He had a Hummer. He pulled up in a Hummer, I think, with like Daniel Castillo. You remember that guy?
Oh, dude, yeah. I'm a fan of his.
Yeah, yeah, Chocolate, right?
Yeah, Chocolate.
So I think they showed up together. Hell yeah.
Him and Chico Brenes.
Yeah, Chico Brenes, man.
All that, Richard, all that. Like,
yeah, Richard Mulder. Yeah, Paulo Diaz. He went to Marshall. That's a fucking LA celebrity right there, dude.
That's crazy you brought Paul, because I... Like a year ago, I'd see him on Vermont.
Yeah, on a bike or something, or skating.
And then he was at one of my meetings. Meetings, and then, but he was kind of like, I was close to getting him, but like mm-hmm. it just felt.
That would be a cool guy.
He's the OG.
Yeah, yeah. I think they did a.
Well, tell the viewers who. Yeah,
Paulo Diaz was a skater. He was part of the Bones Brigade, right?
Yeah, he's part of the Bones Brigade.
Started there, and then he went to Powell Peralta.
Not only
for a
that,
while.
he or that was Powell. Yeah, he went to Chocolate.
Chocolate.
He innovated.
Nollies.
Nollies and like switch stuff.
Yeah,
like,
he would nollie over fucking trash cans.
Oh, he would nollie like he could nollie over this camera.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
He could nollie over everything.
Yeah,
and he would do like a nollie hang 10 type.
Yeah.
Like,
you ever see where he does like the, he pops onto the table and he does like the
oh, yeah.
front nose.
Yeah,
manual.
The front nose.
It was
like,
in World Tour
yeah,
or Hot
with,
Chocolate.
Like
one of those.
Hang 10.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he also had a badass Impossible.
Yeah, yeah, for
you
sure.
You know, like the scoop.
He would do weird ones with his hand too, like hand grabs.
No
and
comply
stuff. Yeah.
So he was the OG skater.
I loved it because he went to Marshall and like my buddy, my cousin Ivan went to school with them.
A lot of talented motherfuckers went to Marshall.
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio went there.
He went.
Yeah.
Leonardo?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're big fans here
yeah,
of
there you
Leonardo
go. Can we get
DiCaprio?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
So, you know, we're reaching out to Leo right now.
They shot Grease. The carnival scene was shot at Marshall. Nightmare on Elm Street, I believe, in the boiler room stuff was shot at Marshall.
Oh, that was shot at Marshall?
I believe so, yeah.
That's
this could all just
up.
Be bullshit. That
Where's Marshall located again?
It's in Las Feliz. It's like off of, it's Las Feliz and Griffith Park Boulevard, like right around there.
That's what's
By
up.
The Trader Joe's,
yeah, yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
All that.
So let's go back to like the skate shop place. And then meeting him. So he was a nice guy.
Oh, so I met Day One. It was really nice. Yeah, and one thing we had these like metal ramps and I was on the other side of the park. And the one thing I remember was like how loud the pop was because he was doing like blunt 360 flip to fakies out of the ramp. So you would just hear it go. Like,
blunt on the coping?
Yeah, like, you know, blunt on the coping.
He would do blunt on the coping?
Yeah. And then and tray flip out to fakie.
He would tray flip out of the blunt?
Yeah. To
stall.
Fakie back into the ramp.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah,
of course
yeah, yeah.
you can do that.
You saw Cheese and
yeah,
Crackers.
Of course,
remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
That's a good.
You know what? That's crazy. That video I was obsessed with
because
I wasn't familiar with
Chris Haslam. Oh,
yeah, him and Mini Ramps. Cheese and Crackers. It's an older. It was on VHS tape. Or,
yeah, I had it. Yeah, I had it on DVD.
Well, it was an older skateboarding video with just Chris Haslam and Day One. It was a mini ramp video.
Yeah, it was just on one ramp, but it was a mini ramp video.
But they got super creative. Yeah, with the tire. They had a tire on the.
Do you know Richie Jackson? You ever heard of that guy?
I'm a fan of his.
Yeah, I love that
stuff. You know what, dude? You're saying some. I think I know what you're getting at.
Okay.
Because you like skaters that are a little different.
Yeah, for sure.
And I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I like. There's another guy, Alex. Alex. Alex
Midler? Alex Midler?
No, he was on Black Box Skate boards. Look it up.
Okay.
He did the front foot impossible.
Okay. Yeah, I don't.
I like people.
How about
like
Gumiyagi?
That.
You know that guy?
Yeah.
So I love all that shit.
Like the weird shit. Yeah, just the weird skate shit.
I think because I wasn't like super technical or like super good, I was like, oh, you can still have fun and create stuff with this. You know, and people will shit on it and call it like circus tricks or whatever. But it's
I
like,
don't care.
If you're having fun, you're having fun. Like Alex Chalmers.
Alex, No. He skated for
Black Box
Skateboards. Mole, Alex Mole.
Alex Mole, okay.
Alex Mole, dude, he had like, I mean, everyone was doing this now, but he had like kickflip, late shove.
Yeah.
You know,
dope.
But back then, he had like really weird
stuff. Cool, I
like
Mike V when I was a kid a lot, know.
Yeah, I do too.
All that stuff.
But the thing is, skateboarding is, you know what's weird? I was on YouTube and like there's this, it was about this 12-year-old phenom.
Okay.
And it was like, he had a skate coach and he was just doing
skate park. Oh, that's weird,
no,
dude.
He had a skate coach and like his parents would like built him like a whole like training facility. Like whenever they're referring to skateboarding with like training and a coach and a facility and, you know.
It's getting weirder because of the Olympics.
And the Olympics.
Yeah.
And so I don't think of it like that.
Yeah.
I think of it like graffiti or painting or drawing or something like that.
You know Dwayne Peters?
Yeah.
So in his documentary, he's like, I hate when people call skateboarding a sport. He's like, I got into it because it wasn't a sport.
And that's like, my exact point. Like, I grew up in the 90s, and at my high school, there may have been 3 or 4 skaters.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe.
You meet them, and you're like buddies. You're like,
and you
dude.
Never saw them on campus. They had, you know how like it's like segregated in high school.
Yeah,
they were like in the place nobody, you know.
Yeah.
Like the way in the outskirts no one would go.
Yeah, near a trash can
or
something.
But now it's like
they're everywhere.
Red
dude.
Bull, you're cool. Yeah. Look,
I remember when it started kind of like popping off, you know, like Tech Decks and the Tony Hawk games really started. I remember like Cholos and shit or like thuggy teens in my neighborhood would like make fun of me for skateboarding.
Why?
And then because whatever, I don't know, because they were all like playing basketball or handball,
dude,
you know,
the
like,
coolest,
you know,
to me, that's the coolest thing ever. Like a Cholo, like a guy who you think he's a gang member, but he could do nollie flip.
Yeah. Like Sammy Baca, you know, Sammy Baca.
That's that, like someone like that.
Yeah.
I could just watch all day.
He's dope,
dude. It's the coolest thing to me ever.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're wearing Dickies.
Yeah,
and they're popping
it.
A huge ollie over the fence. I'm like,
so I remember like seeing like them after the games and Tech Decks came. First they bought Tech Decks.
Yeah.
Then you see them with a board and you're like, oh, I thought I was like whack because I skated. What are you doing? Like, and they'd be like, oh, I'm just riding around for transportation, whatever. Then a week later, they're like trying no slides and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and I remember seeing it sort of like changing, you know, from, you know, just changing.
Yeah, even the kids I grew up around when I lived on Sanborn, it seemed like the good kids, I noticed. Like they were super good at like 14 or 12 or 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
As kids, see them by the taco truck and they're doing, they're progressing
for sure.
But then like years when I would ask about them, they'd be like, oh no, that fool, like he's dead.
Yeah.
Or,
he does
that
math
fool died,
now
he
or
got
something.
Shot,
yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
Or this fool's in jail or he got caught up. It's like, that's sad because if they would have stuck with skating somehow, I think that's the good thing about skateboarding. Cause it provides an outlet
for sure
to bypass all that other shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
being, you know that area
kept me out of trouble.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm
for
saying.
Sure.
Because instead of doing this stuff, you could be doing, because it's energy. Like, it's literally, you're like, when you're on your board, you're like focusing your chi energy or doing that.
Yeah.
And that's
sure.
a lot of energy, right?
Focus, all
focus,
of that. Yeah.
Opposed to, let's say you don't have that. You're like, all right, where's.
Yeah, no, where's the gun?
Yeah. That's not cool.
No, I know. It's not. Fuck that. You know what?
It's crazy. This is going back to Calixto. When I live with him, there's one of these kids, I forgot this kid's name, but he was only like 13 or he was young. He got shot.
Damn.
And you know why? Because he was wearing a beanie skateboarding through some schoolyard.
Wow.
And that's the only reason.
Yeah.
Because I heard him crying that night. He was crying. I'm like, what's going on? And I found out the next day.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, all the kids were crying by the time, you know, by the street. And I'm like, oh, sure. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, our buddy at Marshall, our friend Josh, he got shot in Outwater. Like,
for what, skating?
I don't know. Nobody knows what happened. He was in some alley, but he was like he was probably the best skater in the school. You ever been to Marshall?
No, okay. I've heard so much about it.
Yeah, there's like a, what is it they call, like the snack shagger? I forget what they called it back then. But he was famous for like ollieing off the food,
so
wherever
he was the best one.
He was like the best, dude, and he was like super promising. And it's like fucked, you know.
So he might have been on chocolate. If he were alive, for sure. He might have been there.
Yeah, but how many kids do we know that like happened to? You know, quite a bit.
But the thing is, now they even have a better chance because it's like they don't even have to get on companies. Let's say with their homies, they could just film with their phone.
Instagram,
and put it on YouTube or Instagram. Tight. They could get a following.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Back then, you didn't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, we're already down to like 5 minutes.
Dude. Boom, tight. It? Yeah, I love it.
It flew by.
Yeah.
You got to come back though.
Oh, I would love to. Yeah, heck yeah. So we got to go skate.
Dude, I'm down.
Yeah, for real.
I'm down. I mean, we had our first female skater.
Oh, cool.
Last week.
Awesome.
And they invited me too, so maybe we all could go.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they have a small pause. She rips, by the way. She Dope. Can kickflip. She bet. Can aerial flip.
Yeah.
And dude, that's something that never existed too.
Yeah.
Female skater.
Yeah, Alyssa Steamer was the only one.
Are you out of your mind in the 90s? No.
Yeah.
There's only one, Alyssa Steamer.
That's it. Yeah.
And that's it. But yeah, we'll definitely get into that.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool thing.
Yeah.
It's a new thing. It's
cool. I love seeing that. Oh, man, yeah. It's cool.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's going on right
now. Yeah,
for sure. And these girls are progressing like.
Yeah. It's amazing.
They're learning all this. Boom, boom, boom. Learning all these tricks.
Yeah. It's funny that we even, it's like, yeah, it's oh, like. Me, but it was a male dominated sport.
Not only that, so it's an outcast thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Now it's mainstream.
Yeah. Also, while we're at it, let's try to get Chad Muska on this show. We need to get Chad Muska.
Yeah, so Chad, if you happen to listen.
Yeah, and you never know who's listening,
Steve. This Stevie Weeby show. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of yours ever since, even pre-shorties.
Wow.
I'm a fan.
Toy Machine.
And Toy Machine.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I love your art. I love Muska beats. I love it all. We love you on the Stevie Weeby show. Yeah. We would love to have you on.
Paulo Diaz played drums on the Muska Beats album.
That's like, crazy. Yeah, like Paulo Diaz, you're always welcome. Day One song. You're honorary member here.
It.
You could always come. We would love to have you on here. That'd be crazy. I would probably be shaking the whole time if he was here.
It's wild.
That's crazy. But you never know. I'm just trying to keep this thing going. But let's start promoting... I want like your website, your Insta, all that, upcoming shows.
I'm at Mostly Sorry on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I should have left my phone on. I put everything up there, but Kill Tony's going to Calgary, Alberta, mm-hmm. I believe on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Oh fuck! Everything's on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Just follow me at Mostly Sorry. I post everything. This is a company that like sponsors me. They send me stuff.
Oh, that's what's up. Can we give them a shout out, Luca?
Yeah, shout out to Luca Clothing Company.
Shout out to Luca Clothing.
Follow them on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. Where are they located?
At Luca. I believe they're in Atlanta.
I like the lettering.
Yeah, you see the back?
Okay.
It's pretty cool. Pretty tight. They've been very nice to me.
It looks like tattoo style.
Yeah, I want tattoos. That's for another episode. I was going to ask you what you think.
Some.
I don't have none.
Oh, you got to get
I want
it.
Some. Yeah,
get,
I want to know your
opinion. Dude.
All right.
You're a drummer. You're
I know. We were Blink-182 last night for Kill Tony because we dressed up. I was Travis Barker.
Okay,
can we do another
to Tom DeLonge?
Yeah, Tom DeLonge, Poway High School, right? 93.
Hold up. Say it out to the world. Do it slow and clear.
Okay.
Give Tom a message.
So look, it just feels like the universe is swirling right now, right? We were Blink-182 last night on Kill Tony. Kill Tony's where I met Steve, you know. Poway High School, Tom, 1993. Let's just make it happen, dude. Just come on the show. Come kick it with the homie.
Please.
You know, I think it's going to... I feel good about it. I feel like this is... You know, it's got to happen.
Tell him why. Tell Tom why he should do it.
You know...
Well, alma mater, Tom.
Yeah. Did you guys?
We went to the same middle school and high. Tom, homecoming king.
Homecoming king.
Rich Salo, Dan Rogers. You don't remember all of us?
Wow, those are deep cuts, man. You see
you
that?
You remember your history?
Wow.
Don't forget your history. We know where you come from.
So Pat Reagan and the Baby Boys on Spotify. Also, my punk album I did when I was 17 is on SoundCloud. So it's soundcloud.com/oneagainstone, and it's spelled out O-N-E against O-N-E.
Say it one more time. Clear.
Soundcloud.com/oneagainstone. That's me singing for a punk band when I was 17. And I did that with my buddy Doug, who was in The Descendants.
Okay.
So pretty cool. We had two albums out. So Pat Reagan and the Baby Boys. So on Spotify, put in Pat Reagan or Pat Reagan and the Baby Boys. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It'll pop up. Or message me on Instagram. I'll send you the link. Mm-hmm.
You guys going anywhere else? Yeah. Kill Tony. Are you have any future?
I turned my phone off like a doofus. But okay. We go to.
How about this?
No. Go ahead. How about?
I was just gonna say. I could put on the description box.
Okay.
Once you find it, I'll do that for your episode. I could put.
Okay.
The dates.
Yeah.
On the description box.
Yeah, we're going everywhere.
East Coast, West. Can you give me proximity?
Yeah, we're doing. So we're doing Calgary, Alberta on the 23rd. We go to Vancouver next month. We go to Swansea, Massachusetts in February. Then we go to Boston in March. All kinds of stuff, man. It's all cracking, dude. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What does your mom think about?
She loves it, dude. It's kind of incredible. Must be proud. Especially because I dropped out, dude.
I mean, your mom must be so proud.
Yeah, my mom and dad are excited.
You dropped out, but you're like, hey, I'm going to Canada.
Yeah.
I'm touring here. Yeah. I'm doing this.
I'll even make it even more sentimental. My mom's in a wheelchair. It's fine. She's a great, positive person. Yeah. But she told me that she feels like she gets to see the world through me. So that's pretty awesome, you know?
Oh, dude, you don't want to see me cry.
Oh, dude. Actually, I do. I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. I don't.
That's a beautiful thing. Hey, man, let me give you another.
Do it.
Can't pound you enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't dap you enough.
No, I got it. I got it. No. Oh. Yeah, I can't pound you enough. Isolate that sound bite and put it everywhere.
I can't high-five you enough. I'm so sorry.
No. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Oh, that's great.
So
that's great. I love it.
So wrong. I can't pound you enough.
Can't get pounded
next time
enough.
You gotta dip some Vaseline up your ass.
That's right, dude.
So I can pound you some more. So we have a Patreon attached to the show. Go to patreon.com/stevieweeby. Become a pledge. Become a patron. Help this keep surviving and going. Okay.
Yeah.
Go to stevieweebyshow.com. You know, that's a website attached to the show. The new patrons this week are Brian and Mike Roy. Shout out to those two. I have all my music at stevieweebybandcamp.com, and shout out to the new people who have bought music recently, Scott Cole, Shane Mullen, David Bartholio, Jason Giesbrecht, Michael Martinez. Okay. The Instagram attached to the show is Instagram/QUANGOU. Going back to the Bandcamp, I have finished the EP. I'm mixing it down right now. It's a EP called Ode to My Pops. And so I'm still mixing it down. It's going to be out shortly. It's going to be on my Bandcamp first. Then in the future, we're going to do videos, and it's going to be on the streaming sites like Spotify and all that.
Tight.
For more content, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/stevieweeby. We have vlogs up. We have puzzle. We're working on some new puzzle videos about to drop.
I love you on the street, by the way.
Oh, thank you. That's dropping. We have a new one dropping tomorrow as
well.
Clips. Cooking vlogs, Streety, etc. We're still doing more content. We just want to, for 2020, we're just trying to come up with a new idea.
Yeah.
The thing
positive
about
push.
With people and content, you got to hit them with the next thing.
Yeah.
It's their attention.
That brings me to this. My phone is
go
now
ahead.
On. Can I drop it?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Drop it.
Or you want to do yours?
No. And then, all right. Then I'll drop it.
So we're going to Kill Tony at the Laugh Stop, Calgary, Alberta, January 23rd. Mm-hmm. Let's see, February 21st, we're going to do Just for Laughs Northwest in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Let's see, Swansea, Massachusetts, February 29th. And then The Winery in Ventura, California, March 12th. Laugh Boston, April 9th. All right, thanks a lot.
Boston's a dope town.
Should be fun, yeah. Dope town. So excited. Yeah. You really can't pound me enough, dude.
I like you, man. The Pixies, man. Boston Pixies.
Yeah. Shout out to Frank Black.
Shout out to Joey Santiago and Frank Black and Kim Deal.
I want
to
live in Los Angeles.
Oh, love it. Love it. Can't get enough of them. Send stuff if you like. If you want to send more puzzles or just stuff to the P.O. Box to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. Shout out to Lasco Projects, Necro Electric, Movies with Malice, and Riffin with Griffin, and Tiger Belly. And with that being said, how about an elbow instead? Okay, we're out of here.
Hell yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.